I'm there to hold the space and give the permission and open the doors, but it's really nature that's doing the healing.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder.
Are you ready to take every area of your life to the next level? Join us this May 25th through 29th for a 5-day transformational life and business accelerator. Ranked by Inc. magazine as the number one event for entrepreneurs to attend, we are bringing together an intimate group of 30 from countries all around the world. We'll be staying in a 22-bedroom estate just outside of Marrakesh, overlooking the Atlas Mountains. If you find yourself in a transition and you're looking for that breakthrough clarity, head over to unconventionallifeshow.com/Morocco to apply and get all the details.
Unconventional Life, this is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining us from San Francisco, California. I've got Julia Plevin in the house. Julia, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
I'm so ready, Jules.
Yeah. I am so excited to have this woman on the show today. I first got connected with her maybe about 6 or 8 months ago, and she had the pleasure of attending the Unconventional Life event in Bali. And when I heard what she was doing, I was fascinated. And for those of you that don't know Julia, she is a eco-spiritual guide, author of a newly released book that just came out a few months ago, designer, and the founder of the Forest Bathing Club. And so the Forest Bathing Club is such a unique thing, which we'll talk about a little bit more of how it works. But I know you've got a decade of experience guiding individuals and groups of people into the forest, where the practice of Shinrin Yoku, which helps calm the mind and create space for wellness and prosperity, really gets to come together. And I know you've studied with all different kinds of shamanic Reiki masters, Buddhist monks, Mayan elders, bhakti yogis, rabbis, I mean, people from so many different backgrounds. And you know, your work's been featured in CNN, Business Insider, The New Yorker, Outside Magazine, so many different publications. And you work with thousands of people around the world. And the book that you just launched, I mean, it's been getting such incredible traction. You know, the healing magic of forest bathing, finding calm, creativity, and connection in the natural world. And so I just remember when I first heard about you, I was like, so what? You take people into the forest? And like, you've built a whole community around like this thing called forest bathing. Like, is it like hiking or like, what is that? And so we'll talk about that in just a moment, but welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might've left out, and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Where to begin? I think you got, it's funny. Yeah. You got like the bio totally on point. And of course there's like so much, right? That's like, we're just talking about like beneath that. That's like the reality of living this life.
Yeah, totally. And I'm curious too, like maybe we'll even just start with like what forest bathing is, because I think, you know, even we were just talking before we went on air, you know, you were just down visiting another whale that got washed up on shore. And I feel like it's so much more than just like a practice. But yeah, for those that don't know what forest bathing is and kind of like the corner of the world you've carved out, I'd love for you just to get a little more context about it.
Yeah, of course. Forest bathing comes from the Japanese term Shinrin Yoku, which literally means bathing in the forest atmosphere. So everyone's like, do I need to bring a bathing suit? Is it naked? And it's like, no, it's like sound bathing, you know, like just bathing, like being in. And the term was coined in the 80s when they did all of this scientific research in Japan to prove the benefits of being in nature as a way to lower heart rate, cortisol, stress. And then there's all this stuff around like being in nature boosts your creativity and your sense of awe, which leads to all sorts of like more positive attributes, like more collaboration and more sense of oneness. The forest actually heals us through many different ways. For example, like the trees emit these essential oils called phytoncides that actually boost our natural killer cells, which will increase immunity. You know, like earthing, so it's like having your feet on the ground will decrease inflammation and chronic pain, reduce jet lag. You know, so there's like all of these ways that the forest heals us. But people are like, is it just the forest? And I believe no, like everything in nature has its own healing. really, for me, this practice is about being in right relations with the earth. And it's about knowing that so much of our anxiety, mental health, which then is like markers for inflammation, which causes physical health issues, stems from a disconnection from nature. And that the way to heal all of this is to reconnect to nature. So it's really a practice of like learning, what does it mean to reconnect to nature?
Yeah, which I think is such a necessary and somewhat like simple concept, but so often like overlooked. And I know, you know, you've worked, you know, it's not just necessarily like a woo practice where it's like, oh, just the hippies going to the forest, you know, kind of thing. But that there's actually, like you were saying, there's a lot of, you know, components that go into it, and also a lot of research that's gone into it. And I know you've taken different groups and things like that. And so how does it work in a lot of ways? Is it, can anyone do it? Is there a specific way for them to do it? Just to kind of give more of like the texture of like what it looks like, you know, when being applied.
Totally. Yeah. One thing I'm really grateful for is that we're at a time where there is so much scientific evidence around the benefits of being in nature, you know, and it's kind of like proving what we know in our hearts. It's what indigenous and like cultures and people who, you know, deeply connected with the land know and to be true. And now we have all of this science around it, which like in our modern society, we kind of need these like scientific facts, especially, absolutely. Yeah, especially like certain populations who might not, you know, be so connected. Yeah, really, like I've led groups of venture capitalists, you know, and like I'm here in San Francisco, so a lot of like people who work in tech and startups. What I have seen over like hundreds of groups is that everyone can connect to nature and feels that connection. And some people will say, yoga, not for me, Reiki, not for me, but no one says nature, not for me. There is no wrong way to be in nature. And like what I always say when I guide people, it's more like I'm there to kind of like hold the space and give the permission and open the doors, but it's really nature that's doing the healing. And it's like your soul remembering what it is like to just exist in nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in so many ways, like it is, no one says nature isn't for me, or most people don't really, you know, say nature isn't for me. And if you were to distill it down to the principles, like if someone, and I know this is probably also like in your book as well, really when you, you know, kind of connect kind of the process of how it works, but what is like the process of it, or what are some of like the core components of like elements of the methodology, if you will, even that people can use if they wanted to try to, you know, put this into practice in their own life? Like what's the first step that they should take if they wanted to get some of the benefits of forest bathing?
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of different practices, which I have outlined in the book. One thing that is really easy for anyone to do is to give offerings. And this is something that is pretty foreign in at least like modern society. What do you mean give offerings to the earth? But it's this idea that we get so much from the earth, and that to be in right relationship, we get to give back. And so offerings can be many different things, from like your time, your presence, love. It can be anything from like flowers to sacred tobacco to, you know, corn kernels. And it's just this idea of reciprocity, of restoring the relations. And I personally find that whenever I'm kind of like stuck in my like mind or feeling sorry for myself or anxious, whatever, when I shift and like give back to the earth, it in some way, it just like opens things up. And so that is something that you can do pretty much anywhere, anytime. And it's like a little practice that will change your life.
Yeah. I love that. And in terms of some of the benefits that you've been seeing, whether it's been with some of these, you know, venture capitalists in San Francisco or some of the other groups, you know, I think a lot of ways the benefits are kind of universal. But what have been some of the things that you've been seeing? I know like your book talks about really like, you know, finding more peace of mind and sparking creativity and connection. But isn't some of the research that you've been doing, if someone's like, so why should I do this? And they're still kind of looking for more of the why for it for themselves personally. What could you say to that?
You know, it's so humbling. So when I released this book and I started to do book talks, and I would share my story of how you know, this practice I really believe healed me from a decade of dealing with chronic illness. And then that led to a lot of like anxiety and gut and like stomach issues. This really healed me, and kind of like my story of healing and the continue. And then I would tell that, and then people would come forward with their own stories. Like I met a woman who has multiple sclerosis, and doctors are like, how is she still so, like, wonder how she's so healthy. And she's like, well, I walk in the forest every day. Hearing anecdotes like that, I think is really powerful. Something that I'm really passionate about is I was just at my alma mater, Dartmouth, last week, and I was leading a group of college students through this practice. And really, it's a way of like learning to tap into your heart and your intuition and to connect to your higher guidance. I see that, like, especially everyone, but like these college students, they're so stressed and they're like wondering what to do with their lives, and they're asking their teachers and their parents. I feel really passionate about giving people tools to connect to something beyond that.
Yeah, so good. I've definitely seen that, you know, through getting to know you a little bit over, you know, time and in Bali as well. And, you know, I also would love for the listeners to hear a little bit more about, like, you know, your background and your story. Because I imagine, like, growing up, it probably wasn't like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, be a pioneer in forest bathing and write this book. And it's going to get, you know, all of this attraction and, you know, really be such an outlet for people to connect to that something bigger. And so if we were a fly on the wall, kind of seeing some of the snapshots of your younger years into the woman that you've become today, like what would we have seen along the way? Like even you, like the high school you or the growing up you, like what were your parents like? And obviously you don't have to give us the whole story, but just some of the snapshots that really kind of made you into the person that you are.
Yeah, totally. I've always loved like being in nature. I grew up outside Washington, D.C., and I was like the one in my family that was always like exploring the trails and wanting to go camping and all of that. I got Lyme disease, I think at like Girl Scout camp when I was 8. I came home with a tick. And we did, like I went to a bunch of doctors and no one really figured anything out, and kind of just like lived with it. Or it was like, I just started getting headaches and no one could figure it out. I was like, okay, it's just like my life now. And my mom kind of says that my personality changed from being like super easygoing to more irritable. High school is when it got really like weird symptoms and just like didn't really know what was going on. But that was like kind of beneath the surface of being like, you know, straight A student, captain of the cross country team, active in student government. Like I was living this like outwardly, like really successful high school career, but like inwardly a lot of like confusion and turmoil. I got into Dartmouth, I ran cross country there, but still was dealing with all of this, and I was on antibiotics and antidepressants, and it's like really like a shell of myself, but you know, still kind of like trying to live this normal college life, but like also seeking out all of these alternative healers in New England. And at some point in my college time, I decided that I was just done being sick, and that anytime someone was touching my head, it was healing me. So if I got like a massage or a haircut or like a pat on the head, it was all healing. And that was, I'd say, like the beginning of a shift from like being sick and like seeing myself as sick to being on a healing journey. And then it wasn't until I was in grad school in New York City that really the lack of nature was having such a impact on me. Because like, I'd always loved like surfing and hiking and climbing, but didn't realize how much of an effect it had on my mental health until I didn't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. And so my graduate thesis became all about the mental health effects of being disconnected from nature. And it started as like a curious academic pursuit, and soon I saw myself in it so clearly. And my quest became like, okay, so like there's all these ways that we're disconnected from nature. But design is about like solution. So it's like, how do we reconnect to nature? Like how do we heal this? And so that was like kind of became the guiding question of I guess it's been like 4 years or so. And I came across the term forest bathing, and it sort of seemed to encapsulate what I was trying to understand. And so I started the Forest Bathing Club as a way of like, this is something that I'm interested in. and I want to do, is there anyone else who wants to do this with me? And I literally started it on meetup.com.
Okay, such a good resource site for any of you that are listening. Just like, how do I even get my ideas out? Meetup.com, great place to start.
Right. I'm such a believer, like this is the designer in me too, is like we have these big ideas and it's like just do one, like what's the minimum viable product? Like what's the littlest thing I can do to test if this is a real idea? Before like putting in thousands of hours or thousands of dollars, like what can I do today to bring this idea, you know, closer? And so I started it and people started to join. A friend was like,
what did you, just to go back to that, what did you even say in your ad? Because I find so many of us like that are listening. We have these ideas. We're like, okay, how do I even, and they seem so enormous just to even take that step one. And so you were like, okay, I'm going to start a forest bathing club. Like, what did you even say on the ad to get people interested?
Yeah, I think it was like about a little bit about what forest bathing is. So like evidence-based Japanese practice, like come be in nature, you know.
Totally. It's like kind of have an idea of what it is, not totally sure.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea, right? And like I think that's like the beauty of it too, is like having, like still to this day, it's like I still have no idea what this thing is becoming. I'm like in service of it. But that's what's wild, is it started to grow and a friend was like, hey, now you have to host something. And I was like, okay, what does it mean to host a forest bath? You know, I kind of, the first one I did, I was like kind of making it up. But based on, you know, like research and based on other things I had done in my life. And also it's like, you're not ever really making it up. Like it's coming through you. And a reporter from Business Insider came and wrote about it. Press leads to more press. So then more articles are being written about it. And then I was like, well, this is great, but I just did so much research on this. I have more to say. So I started to write about it. And next thing I know, I get a book deal in my inbox, in my email. A publishing company emailed me asking if I wanted to write a book about this. I had to like forward the email to friends, like, is this real?
I've got goosebumps as you're talking about it. Totally.
But yeah, it was real, you know? And to me, it was just like so clear that this is what happens when you commit to something bigger than yourself. And like, also to me, it's like all about the trees. It's like the trees have so much to say and they're such a part of the healing of the planet at this time. And for people like who are willing to and open to like connecting and like listening, like the trees just have so much magic that they can work.
Are you ready to take every area of your life to the next level? Join us this May 25th through 29th for a 5-day transformational life and business accelerator. Ranked by Inc. magazine as the number one event for entrepreneurs to attend, we are bringing together an intimate group of 30 from countries all around the world. We'll be staying in a 22-bedroom estate just outside of Marrakesh, overlooking the Atlas Mountains. If you find yourself in a transition and you're looking for that breakthrough clarity, head over to unconventionallifeshow.com/Morocco to apply and get all the details.
So, so good. And here you are now having written the book, published the book. I was even, I think when I messaged you for this, I was like, what is even going on? You know, like, I'm like watching you on so many different interviews and so much thing that's, you know, happening. And like, what do you, for those that, you know, like, I think it all can happen really quickly in a lot of ways when you are allowing it, as you said, to come through you. And how do you relate to the coming through you of it? Like, how would you describe it? How do you listen to it in your own way? And particularly for those that are listening to this, that maybe feel like there are some, I call them pings or whispers of ideas that are coming through them, like how they might be able to try it out and listen more clearly in their own life as well.
Yeah, that's great. And to me, like, I'm so grateful for this practice of forest bathing, because that's like what, that's like how I imagine it. And so like, for example, one thing you can do is go into the forest or go into nature, or go outside, and you just, I say like pick up a leaf or a stick or something. And then in that put all of the, like anything that's like causing you anxiety or stress or fear, and just like place all of that energy into that object and then put it back down. then you're just like, okay, the earth, you know, like energy is neither good nor bad. The earth can kind of just like take it and compost it, and then you're free of it. And then from that place, you can start to, like you're more open. So one thing that I love to do is I'll go to a tree and I'll ask the tree like if I can, if it wants to communicate. And most of the time trees are open, but it's always good practice to ask. And there's like different trees and different personalities, and you can, you know, find a tree that like feels good for you. And then I'll ask the tree, like sometimes I just ask it like about itself, but a lot of times I ask it like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like, mm-hmm. or like I'll ask it about questions about relationships, about jobs, like anything. And, always get something back. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, for me, it's always just like keeps me okay. Like I'm on the right path, you know? Yeah. And, this is a practice that when I first was like sharing with people, I was like, they're going to think I'm insane. But I've led it with so many different groups, and everyone gets something. And over time you grow to trust that. And so it's like, I think what's really great about it is like the stuff can feel like when things are coming through, like how do you trust it? And this practice of nature is so grounded. It keeps me not like floating off, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think your dog agrees as well, which is really great. And, and I think too, like what, and, you know, like just asking, and I find, I started a practice of just like taking a walk outside, usually right around sunset, just like outside of my house in Colorado. And like, I noticed the degree of mental clarity and insight that I started experiencing, was just like, I kind of like didn't even have conscious awareness to it until I started to bring conscious awareness to it. And then what I hear you offering as well, it's like taking even another step of having more conscious awareness and intentionality of like bringing this question, what should I do? Or what is there for me to know? Or what, you know, what more can I hear?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's such a great practice. I love it. So, inside of all of that, my last question for you before we go into the rapid fire round is like in this journey that you've seen, you know, so far of really like the trajectory of how this has all grown and, you know, the steps that you've taken along the way, for someone that is sitting with a big idea or with something in themselves and they're, you know, really wanting to, like they're struggling to take the first step. They either feel stuck or maybe they've taken a bunch of steps and they're struggling for the next step. What advice could you give them based on kind of your journey and based on everything that you've come from so far?
Trust, and also know that sometimes the things that feel, sometimes the work isn't actually like the work that happens from your computer. Like more often than not, right now even I'm like, I feel like there's something big that wants to come through and I'm not exactly sure what it is. And I sort of feel like I'm like putzing around a lot. But then I like kind of had this sense, I'm like, I need to clear out. I'm like, I need to clear out my room, like get rid of, and it's like, oh, it's like actually like clearing out space for something else to come in. Like I come from a world of like tech and design where we sit in front of our, like work is like the time that you're in front of your computer, you know, like the hours you log at a desk. But to me, it's like a way more holistic, a lot of like, how am I blocking myself? You know? And then like when you remove that spiritually, then like things come through, you know? And I think some ways to get to like clarity on that is like we're talking about is like going in nature. I love what you said about sunset, because there's like liminal time. So like even going out during sunrise, during sunset, and like journaling. The other thing is like make it bigger than yourself. And I think whenever like, as long as we like can orient, like what is the real reason we're doing this? And like, how is this part of the healing of the planet? And that opens things up to come through too.
Yeah. So, so good. I love that. And especially, you know, the other side, we often get taught how to expand or to goal set or to, you know, grow, but even the letting go and the releasing process, we tend to, you know, make it wrong or resist it or like disclude it from the process. And I find, you know, how I've become a master at accelerating, it's I've actually become a master at releasing first. And that actually is the space for the acceleration on the other side. So good, everyone. Julia, Plevin, forest bathing, and all the goodies. Let's go into the rapid fire round. And then for those that are listening, we've got an amazing giveaway that'll be coming up just after the rapid fire round if you're interested in taking this practice a little bit further. So 5 questions coming at you. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's do it. Question number 1, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know what?
You would know that I drink cacao every morning.
So good. Next question. What is one technology device that you use regularly or consistently that you feel is either often overmissed or makes your life better in big ways?
I would go for the ancient technology of the medicine wheel.
Ooh, nice. Next question. What is one surprising fact or weird fact that most people don't know about you?
Surprising fact or weird fact is one of the first things I ever, oh, this is a great one. I wrote an article about hipsters like maybe a decade ago, but it's now, if you Wikipedia hipster, I'm cited as an expert on hipsters.
So good. That is surprising and weird. It's really good. Next question. If you could turn back the time to your 16-year-old self and look her in the eye, give her a piece of advice that you know now, what would you say to her?
I would tell her to follow her heart and that she knows. She knows what's right.
Lastly, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
Living the unconventional life is not falling in that business as usual and being part of the great reconnection, the great turning, as Joanna Macy says.
So good. Julia, everyone. Julia, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of our listeners.
Yeah, I am so excited to give away a copy of my book. And with that, a 30-minute phone call to talk about whatever, forest bathing, however I can guide you on your eco-spiritual path.
Yeah, so good. And tell us a little bit more about the book. Who is it for in a lot of ways? And I know it just came out as well. You've been on book tour. But give us a little bit more juiciness about all that.
Yeah, I like to call it an armchair forest bath. So you can just like sit at home and read it, and like just reading it will take you on a journey. But then of course it's also a guide where there's invitations and there's practices that are ways for you to connect to nature. And it goes through the structure of a forest bath, which is almost structured like a hero's journey of like leaving the known world, entering the unknown world, going through different practices and then coming back to integrate like with your elixir from the forest. And it's really like my goal for it is that it sparks you on your own journey of reconnection, which will look different from mine, will look different from Jules's journey. And it's like we all get to live our own journey.
Yeah, so good. Healing magic of forest bathing. You all can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com to apply for that giveaway, and we'll select an amazing listener. And I always love getting emails from all of you as well. So if you really, really want the giveaway, send us an email and let us know as well, though we do pick it randomly. And Julia, for those that want to get the book, that want to learn more about forest bathing, that want to stay in touch with you, follow your journey, what's the best way to do all that?
Yeah, totally. So the best way is to follow on Instagram at Forest Bathing Club. And you can also go to forestbathing.club, which is our website, and sign up for our newsletter. And there's like, we share a bunch of events and happenings, including I'm so excited to be teaming up with Pachamama Alliance this fall to bring a group down to the Amazon, which is significant forest on planet Earth. And then, of course, you can follow me at Julia Plevin, too.
Yeah, so good. We will put all those links on the show notes on our website. For those that are tuning in on the website, we always do an awesome recap article with show notes. You can check it out at unconventionallifeshow.com. Julia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. It was so good to reconnect after Unconventional Life in Bali, and love what you're doing, and got a lot of good insight and confirmation on my own nature walks and all the things as well. So thank you so much.
Amazing. Thanks, Jules. Thanks for all that you're creating out there.
Yeah. Thanks everyone as well. Unconventional Life family, we've got more amazing content coming at you all soon. Lots of love, everyone.